Hip-hop impresario Russell Simmons and city officials unveiled the paintings of Nelson Mandela, but the real stars were the children. 15 students, ranging in age from 5 to 18, were chosen from 200 entries to display their portraits. 10-year-old Quentin Williamston explained why South Africa's national hero inspired him.
Back then in Africa, it was racist, and he tried to fight for his rights, so he got locked up, and he came out, and he turned out the president of South Africa.
Quentin's painting depicts Mandela with hands folded, as though in prayer, against an orange background with blue dots.
My motto is like being different from everybody else, so I decided to add a lot of good things to it, special things, like dots. Like first this was a mistake, but then I turned it into art.
The only work by an adult on display is that of British portrait artist Harold Riley. Mandela agreed to be painted on the condition that the profits from the sale of the portrait go to a children's art charity. Riley recalled that while posing, Mandela spoke of his love of children, along with football. The brilliantly colored canvas shows Mandela in an armchair, gazing out on an African landscape. Riley described his work's symbolism.
The sunset is the time of life of Mr. Mandela. There is a pathway that crosses the landscape, and then there is a gate which closes the road, symbolizing his imprisonment. And then it's reopened at the bottom of the picture. Finally, there are books, for he was a learned man.
This portrait sold for $1 million at an auction the evening before the show opened. Mr. Riley also donated a sketch that Mr. Mandela signed to the winners of the children's art competition, 5 students from a Brooklyn elementary school. The school's principal, Linda Nelson, couldn't conceal her pride.
Even as I look at Harold Riley's painting compared to our children's painting, he's a wonderful artist, but as he has him in a pensive position, so does the children. You again see the pondering and the thinking and the listening. Each one seemed to have captured that.
A few students portrayed other black heroes. Akita Riley of the Harlem Day Charter School painted Rosa Parks, a woman often credited with spurring the U.S. civil rights movement. The 9-year-old depicted the African-American heroine wearing a red and blue polka dot dress and a smile showing one gold tooth.
I painted it like how I would imagine Rosa Parks as if I saw her. I chose Rosa Parks because she was arrested for nothing when she has a right to do whatever she wants, which was she had just sat on a bus.
For 8-year-old Jasmine Reed, someone very close to home is her hero.
I chose my mother because she's really my hero, because she's the one that put food on my table and the clothes on my body. So I just wanted to show her that I appreciate her.
A definition of hero that Nelson Mandela might well agree with. Jenny Sykes, VOA News, New York.